Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Shannon's Dirty on the 30.
Just a couple of hours before he was set to take the stage yesterday, DaBaby was cut from Lollapalooza's closing lineup following all of those just crude and disrespectful remarks about gay men and people with HIV and AIDS that he made last week at Rolling Loud Miami. Lolla organizers tweeted that Young Thug would perform in DaBaby's place, and the organizers of the festival wrote on social media, "Lollapalooza was founded on diversity, inclusivity, respect, and love. With that in mind, DaBaby will no longer be performing at Grant Park tonight." Lots of celebrities have spoken out about DaBaby's comments, including Madonna, Demi Lovato, Dua Lipa, Questlove, and Elton John. Beyoncé's Formation is officially the best music video of all time. I say officially, but this is according to Rolling Stone specifically. Formation scored the number one spot on the list of 100 music videos. It was released in 2016 and topped other iconic vids like Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, Prince's Kiss, and Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. Beyoncé, remember, wanted the video to show the historical impact of slavery on black love and what it has done to the black family, but critics were very quick to categorize the video and Beyoncé essentially as anti-police. She also, for the record, is featured on the list two more times. Single Ladies came in at number 12, and Telephone, her collab with Lady Gaga, placed at number 66.
Okay, Formation, 100%. Amazing song, amazing music video. Lemonade was chef's kiss, great. But are we really going to forget about Jamiroquai's Virtual Insanity with the moving floor?
I mean, at the time, that was so cool.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Iconic, right. Moving floor. And it didn't even make the top five? Or the Missy Elliott with the reflection room and that weird, like, puffy suit?
Yeah.
Come on. I have some fights with this list.
Talk to Rolling Stone. She made it. Speaking of videos getting major attention, Lil Nas X was thanking his fans in a celebratory tweet to commemorate one of his videos breaking a million dislikes on YouTube for the first time. Honest to God, I love just his like humor lately and sarcasm. He just doesn't care. But it is this song. It's for Montero. And if you haven't seen the video, he's like giving the devil a lap dance in it. So that's where I'm assuming the majority of the dislikes are coming from. But Nas X tweeted, "Thank you to everyone who made this possible. I am nothing without you guys' lack of support."
Lack of support.
I'm nothing without it. I gotta go laugh
so
out of it.
Great.
Megan, I know you're excited about this. Ariana Grande set to join Fortnite's Icon Series as a playable character. She's also going to headline Fortnite's Rift Tour as well. So kind of following in the footsteps, similar to what Travis Scott did back in 2020. This is going to be the same thing with Ari. And it's happening this weekend. So from August 6th until 8th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're going to be able to jump into this new concert experience that's going to pair some of Ariana's most popular songs with moments based on elements from the game. You're going to be able to play this event side by side with your buddies as well, if that's your thing. So there are going to be 5 shows this weekend. Epic Games is recommending that fans arrive 60 minutes before showtime so you can get all ready to go. Yeah.
She posted her avatar on her Instagram.
It's good.
It's flawless.
Oh, I need to look at it. You said that earlier. Yeah.
It's annoying how perfect it is.
Gaming, the greatness with it is you learn.
Oh, no, not this. Not yet. Sorry. Katie was looking at me like, should I play that? No, something else. Mike, I know you're excited about this. Dave Chappelle, surprise, just announced 4 shows in Michigan set for next week.
Like, what?
He just announced this. He's going to be hanging out at the Fillmore in downtown Detroit on Tuesday, August 10th for 2 shows. He's got a show scheduled on Wednesday, August 11th, and another on Thursday, August 12th. So tickets go on sale today at noon via Ticketmaster if you are a Chappelle fan. All 4 shows are for ages 18 and older. Everybody who's going has to be you're going to do a rapid COVID test before you can even enter. And as always, no cell phones, cameras, or recording devices will be allowed at his show. So if you bring a cell phone or a smartwatch or any of that stuff inside with you, they're going to make you secure them in those pouches. You know what I mean? That will be unlocked at the end of the show.
So two things here. When is his Netflix special going to be coming? Because you know he's testing material for a new one of them.
Oh, yeah,
oh, that's exactly why this is happening.
And two is I am really sick of these like big ticket releases online because so many bots buy up all the tickets and then they resell them for 12 times the price, and I can't afford $800 tickets to go see Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting on Ticketmaster right now with it open, and I don't know how fast it's going to go at noon, but I'm refreshing it to the minute when it goes on sale.
Yeah. Let us know if you get tickets.
Okay.
And this is interesting. The FAA is expanding its ranks, to include some unlikely candidates. Gamers. The FAA is looking to fill 4,300 new air traffic controller positions over the next 5 years. And so they're actively recruiting gamers because the job uses many of the same skills as video games. They're also focusing on women and minorities in their hiring. Marcus Bryce is an air traffic controller at Joint Base Andrews who helps Air Force One take off and land almost every day. Here he is talking about this.
Gaming. The greatness with it is you learn to pay attention to stuff. You learn to pay attention to details on the maps. You learn to pay attention to details with your teammates. You learn to coordinate with people, communicate with people. And when you become an air traffic controller, that's exactly what you're doing, so that you can get these planes to where they need to go.
So he was a gamer, made the transition, and he said it was completely natural for him.
It was natural. When I took the battery of tests, it just felt like I was playing video games. And so just kind of going to video game mindset, and the next thing you know, I'm an air traffic controller.
Isn't that so smart?
Yeah.
To go after that demographic?
Does this have to do with the striking that's going on in the air, like, industry right now?
I don't know. I just know there are a lot of open positions they need to fill them, and so they thought, oh, wait, this makes sense. This, you know, these skills can be applied over
what
here.
What if they've been training us for years? Like, that was the whole point of video games. It's like, someday
some of you have not read the book Ender's Game, and it's showing.
What do you mean?
Explain.
Ender's Game literally is about kids who play video games who are fighting a war who don't realize that they're fighting a war.
Really?
Yeah, until the end. It's a series. It's really good. You know, Halsey named her kid after Ender. It all ties in together.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Harrison
for that
Ford
dirty.
Was in the movie.
Yeah, thanks.
The books are from the 60s. They're really good.
For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on mojointhemorning.com.
Celebrity Dirt, directly from the source. It's Shannon's Dirt on Mojo in the Morning.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.